Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Yeah, Thursday, can you believe it? Flying by, my friends. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing amazing. I'm not freezing this morning.
Very nice, very nice. In the 40s for now. It's going to get a little warmer than the trend. Tomorrow will be even warmer.
Nice.
And you'll forget that. Whew. Nightmarish cold we had for a couple of days. How we survived, I'm not sure.
Well, that was that climate change thing we went
Clearly, we'd be dead if we had iguana blood, but I'm glad I don't. Yeah, that's right.
And even if the cold don't kill you, man, that falling on the sidewalk from 30 feet, that's not good.
So you're an iguana.
Yeah.
You know when you get cold, you're going to fall out of a tree. You know what I would do?
What's that?
I wouldn't go to a tree when I know it's cold out.
Maybe they don't
know. Just say it.
Maybe they don't know. Nobody told them.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the government's version of Black Friday. Waiting outside for the doors to open. Yes, the government is open. Woo, woo.
Is that really good, though, in some ways?
It's just good so that our military folks can get paid. And
well, that's true. All that kind of thing.
I guess the air traffic controllers.
Yeah.
Okay. You think they should get the 10 grand bonus that the president spoke about? Well, first of all, do you think he'll make it a reality? And then second of all, good luck with trying to distribute that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What if you really had a vacation plan? So, yeah, of course you didn't show up for work because you were given permission. You have a vacation. You take it. Mm. But yet now you get, now you.
I don't know. I think that's probably that might be a stretch of an anomaly. Yeah, that word. At least I'm not trying to say Argentina. But a bunch. Yeah, that's probably not even a thing. I mean, because going into the shutdown, I think that again, hey, might not be a good time for vacation. Or
and how do you know, if somebody legitimately is sick? You don't want them coming and making other people sick because really, then you're going to be even really short staffed.
Yeah.
So they're sick now. Do they not get that money, or how do you choose who was legitimately sick and who was playing games?
Maybe supervisor judgment call comes into play. I don't know. You're right. That's a tough call, though.
Supervisor is just one of the employees who kissed more butt.
For all of you supervisors, that's bob.rose@odyssey.com.
Woo! Bring it! Bring it!
I don't know. What do you think? Should they get a... I mean, okay, on one side you go, well, yeah, because they carried an extra burden. They're making up for the slackers who decided to play sick. Or, even though I make six figures, I had to go get a job at the pet store so I could eat during this time. Or is it like, you went above and beyond, or... Why should you get a bonus for doing your job?
Right. And look at your pay scale versus somebody in the military.
Yes.
In the military, they show up, and look, if you don't have rank, you're not making diddly squat, if you're being honest, especially compared to an air traffic controller, okay? Right. So both are very important jobs, and yet you want to play games with it? No. I'm maybe more into the stick approach than the carrot. Those who did not show up and played a game, I think absolutely they should be tied to a yard arm and given 50 lashes with a cat of nine tail.
We
need to bring back more public corporal punishment, I got to tell you.
Remember when the whole caning was a big story like a decade and a half ago or so?
No, I'm talking about dropping someone into boiling oil.
That's more extreme than caning.
I'm talking about burning someone at the stake.
Ooh,
stake. I've been watching a series.
I can tell. You're some
Tudors. Tudors going back to, 1500s? On England. And
you are going old school then here.
Well, they had different ways of killing people that...
Yeah.
I couldn't stand to watch it happen, let alone, be a victim of such.
I get it.
Anyway, I don't know. I think that maybe sends kind of an odd signal. I get what he wants
He's
to do.
He's wanting to say a big thank you for going above and beyond.
Yes.
And they did have to carry the burden of not getting paid, and they did have to, which delayed pay, and they did have to carry the burden of a very stressful job, and you got people who didn't bother to show up.
But you work for the government. When you agreed to work for them, you had to know that this occasionally could occur.
Yes.
So it's on you.
I get that. Yes, I get that.
And do you get a bonus, as you said earlier, do you get a bonus for just doing your job, doing what you're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And shame on you if your margins are so close that you can't held back for a week or two is going to make or break you. They're talking about some were claiming they're getting evicted. It's like, oh, well, you are already 2 months behind then.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in a month.
Yeah, I'm not buying all that.
Well, but that's the stories the Dems want to use, just like the family that's starving because they had nothing to eat. I'm like, you missed one thing, or maybe two.
How about this? How about get up early, get out of your bed, get on your knees, and thank the Lord that you have a job, that you're capable of doing a job when other people aren't, and get your lazy ass to work. How about that?
Now, there's an approach.
Man, I got no patience.
Oh, I get it.
Got no patience for that crap.
Yep.
All right? And look, and we're in radio. Nobody's going to die if we don't show up. No planes are going to crash.
No.
I'm tired of it. I'm full of opinions today, too, by the way.
Really? It's a Bob's Full of Opinion Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
It's a long name, but we'll go with it.
Listen, there's a provision of the legislative package, ending the government shutdown, which they did. And it allows senators to bring lawsuits if federal law enforcement seizes or subpoenas their data without notifying them, with potential damages of $500,000 for each violation. Who in the Senate came up with that garbage? You know what it's about, right? They were doing, this is back when, Comey was in there, and they were following the phone records of only Republicans.
Yeah.
And I forget how many it was, 15 maybe or something. I think originally it was 8. Something like that. Mostly senators, but one GOP member. But here's the point. So you were done wrong.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
Yep.
Why don't we see who signed off on it? What was the chain of command? Who gave it a green light? Let's say it was 4 people. You know what I mean? Up the command. Okay. 4 people gave the green light to collect this data. Well, take it out on them. Punish them.
Right.
Don't punish the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And by the way, your Senate and House and all that, with your oversight, shouldn't you be kind of catching those people that are doing wrong? Isn't that part of the deal?
There you go.
You can't say, oh, my private rights were violated, so I'm going to sue for $500,000 of taxpayer money. Why should we be held accountable for the actions of politicians when other politicians are going to benefit from it monetarily? You catch and punish the people that allowed that data to be collected.
Yes.
So Greg Stube, congressman from here in Florida, was absolutely right for voting no. Yeah. These are those things that they try to hide in. It's wrong. Wrong. We've got plenty more. Hang in there, 616 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Thursday, and I'm going to start to be nicer because it's World Kindness Day.
Aww.
97.3 The Sky.
Wow, that's
you all look nice today.
That's how kind of you to say so. You look nice as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All righty. Here we are, Thursday. Not bad. Not bad. It is 6:22 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the government is open. Woohoo!
Nice.
Woohoo!
We think, yes.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I feel for all those that, you know, are impacted or yes. Were impacted. Mm-hmm. You know, air travelers and stuff like that. That's no fun. People that truly need the SNAP program. You know, I feel for those folks. I do. Especially today, because it's World Kindness Day. So get out of your regular routine and don't be a doofus in traffic. Actually let people in. In most of these areas in Ocala and Gainesville, you're not going anywhere anyway. Traffic light after traffic light. So what are you doing? You racing? It's like we try to pull out of our road here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it can be busy at times. Mm-hmm. It's two lanes in each direction. Speed limit's, I think, 45. But you've got a traffic light coming up.
Yes.
Like, if I pull out, and I'm not going to pull out right in front of you, but if you're barreling at 55 to 60 miles an hour, I got to get in there somewhere. And what, you're going to run into my back end, only have to slam on your brakes for the red light, which is another 250 feet?
I deal with that every day. It's like, really? Can you not see the traffic light from where you are?
I mean, I know why there's road rage, because people are so ignorant and rude. Yep. Now, I get it. When you truly pull out in front of somebody
that's
and you're going
different.
putt,
that's different.
That is different than trying to quickly get into the flow of traffic because there's no other way. There's not a light there.
Right.
There's no other way to do it. And so people, and the same thing in my small town, like in Keystone, the speed limit's 35.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you're going? And these people come barreling down on me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
No, I agree. But people don't look ahead. They're on their phone. They're staring at the dash. They're talking to the kid in the back seat. There is no situational awareness of what's going on 100 feet ahead of them or 50 feet ahead of them.
Oh, and I like the, you know, the big truck. You know, the men that are compensating
by having the big truck.
And they pull up on you, like, trying to intimidate.
At the light,
and
when everybody is stopped.
And I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
if you run me over, you better kill me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You better kill me.
It's going to get bad in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
And when you jump out of your 8-foot truck with your 5-foot 6 body,
yeah,
it ain't going to be pretty. Okay.
I've never understood that.
No. I mean, look, I've got a big
truck.
4-wheel drive truck.
But you don't do that.
Well, it's not all jacked. I mean, it's jacked up a little, a couple inches, but anyway,
hey, it all
you
matters.
Know the type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, don't be one of those people, especially today. For one
why?
Day, take a day off of being a...
Because what is today, Bob?
A Richard.
What is today?
World Kindness Day.
And that includes you, people.
Oh, here's a way to be kind. Go to Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
And when you make a purchase, you can round up or you can add a couple of bucks to your bill because they're collecting and supporting for Toys for Tots.
Nice.
And this will only be going on at Winn-Dixie's in the area through November 18th. So what's that? 5 days away. So get it done. The next time you go to Winn-Dixie, tell them you want to help out Toys for Tots. It's a great program that the U.S. Marine Corps has been a part of for many, many years. And it really does make a difference at Christmas time for a lot of these kids.
Just a question. Is this anyone in particular? Because I know you got Marion County stuff going on. You got Alachua County stuff going on. Does that clarify if this is
it's
anyone?
It's everywhere.
Look at that.
Throughout Alachua, Citrus, Hernando, Lake, Marion,
nice.
Pasco, Sumter. Okay. And it's also good at the liquor store. So,
how kind.
Yeah. You want to get liquored up? Give something to the kids. Alky.
Not alcohol, though.
Come on, Alky.
Yeah.
yes, I'm in a rare mood. I don't know why. I didn't sleep that well.
Which usually that would make you, like, I don't maybe that's the I'm going to share my feelings side of it.
I don't have enough energy to also have a filter. You want
right.
me to do a show?
Right.
Or have a filter? You can't have both. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
I don't have a governor. Remember a governor? Like,
yes.
Dude, you know, you can remove the governor and you can get that 3-horsepower Rupp mini bike to go 36 instead of 32.
This is one of the reasons I'm here, Bob.
Why?
To keep you out of trouble.
Oh, no, but there's no reason to get in trouble.
Well, if that governor is off, just saying.
Well, I might get in trouble for this next story.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Climate change is real. It's not a fraud. It wasn't sold to us. It's not fake.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they've got it backwards. It's an ice age that's coming.
Well, they've changed their mind every couple of years. For
they have. Remember,
the
I had that
years.
Article. I have it somewhere in there. I cleaned up my office. I hope I save that. It shows going back 150 years, headlines from newspapers. Mm-hmm. Some even in the same year, major articles about the Earth is getting warmer or the Earth is getting colder.
Uh-huh.
I remember in our little Scholastic news reader when I was in elementary school, it's the frozen tundra was going to be everywhere. And I already lived in Michigan. I go, what? It's going to get colder?
We watched the documentary from Leonard Nimoy. He lied to us for an hour.
Yeah, he deserves those pointy, goofy-looking ears.
Yeah.
All right, so climate scientist, controversial claim. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Gulf Stream could be near collapse.
What?
And if it does, if they are right, they're predicting a new ice age.
So we had to go a whole different direction to kind of make this happen, right?
Yep.
Now it's the Gulf Stream.
I was looking for maybe a little getaway in North Carolina to get away from the heat.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to do that now.
No.
In fact, I'm never going to buy another bag of ice cubes again because it's coming and it's going to be free.
And if you're looking to put something somewhere, those Gulf Streams are not cheap. I'm just saying.
No, it's not a jet.
Oh. Okay.
No.
All right.
It's not a jet.
I thought you was buying something.
No, it's the Gulf Stream, not a Gulf Stream. What are you flying today, Bob? I got my Gulf Stream.
Yeah.
It's on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Yes. 6:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff coming your way. Listen to the show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky. You can trust big corporations and big government.
Who are you? What have you done with Bob Rose?
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:39. It is Thursday. And it's still a wee bit chilly, as they say, but it's going to warm up later. Warming trend toward the weekend. It's going to be nice. No rain in the forecast, which is good and bad. It's kind of bad because, well, over the whole southeast U.S., we've got a bit of a drought going on. So we could use some rain. So we'll hope for that. All right. The government is open.
Woo.
Yep. Just like that. President Trump said, abracadabra, I give you an open government, and signed off on it. Yeah, I've got an issue with part of it. They call it a clean CR, but it's not really true. The Senate added a little thing in there where, oh, these people where they were collecting their phone data, some of these senators and a House member, these were all Republicans, and yeah, it was like dirty deals under the Biden administration, doing things wrong illegally. Yeah. It gives them the right to sue the government. I'm just like, wait a second. We are the government. We the people fund the government. So the taxpayer is going to be on the hook. So Lindsey Graham puts $500,000 in his pocket? What? Yeah. No. Yeah. Again, they're confused. Catch the bad guys. Who said it was okay to collect that data? Who collected that data? Who are the bad players?
Yep.
And hang them in the square.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time for that.
Yeah.
All right. This is why maybe trusting big corporations and stuff. Well, you know, as time goes on, the blinders have come off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had Nixon, you had that, Watergate. You know, you've had, well, in the modern era, you know, we had the IRS, Tea Party. They were playing games with the Tea Party,
yep,
with the weaponization of the FBI. In other words, we're getting more and more exposed to it, that we're being lied to by government and get lied to by big corporations. It was on this day in 1974 that a 28-year-old woman was killed in a car accident near Crescent, Oklahoma, just north of Oklahoma City. Now, people die in car wrecks all the time. But this woman's name was Karen Silkwood. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
She was portrayed in a movie by Cher, who, I have to say, I thought did a fantastic job.
Yes.
Now, and the story itself is so fantastic in a bad way. Silkwood worked as a technician at a plutonium plant operated by the Kerr-McGee Corporation and had been critical of the plant's health and safety procedures. In September, she complained to the Atomic Energy Commission about unsafe conditions at the plant. A week before her death, plant monitors had found that she was contaminated with radioactivity herself. And the night she died, she was on her way to a meeting with a union representative and a reporter for the New York Times. Wow.
Coincidence? Oh, you don't believe it.
No, I don't. Reportedly with a folder full of documents that proved that Kerr-McGee was acting negligently when it came to worker safety at the plant. However, no such folder was found in the wreckage of her car, lending credence to the theory that someone had forced her off the road to prevent her from telling what she knew.
Wow.
On the night of November 5th, Silkwood was polishing plutonium pellets that would be used to make fuel rods for a breeder reactor nuclear power plant. At about 6:30 p.m., an alpha detector mounted on her glove box... You know, that's a piece of equipment. You stick your hands into the gloves, mm-hmm, and then you work on that stuff, yep, that's on the other side of the glass that's protecting you.
Right.
All right? Because you're dealing with stuff that's highly radioactive. Well, that piece of equipment is supposed to protect her from exposure. It went off. In other words, warning. Mm-hmm. According to the machine, her right arm was covered in plutonium. Further tests revealed that the plutonium had come from the inside of her gloves. That is the part of her gloves that was only in contact with her hands, not the pellets. Plant doctors monitored her for the next few days, and what they found was quite unusual. Silkwood's urine and feces samples were heavily contaminated with radioactivity, as was the apartment she shared with another plant worker.
Oh, my goodness.
But no one could say whether or how that alpha activity had gotten there. Hmm. In fact, measurements after her death indicated that Silkwood had ingested the plutonium somehow. Again, no one could say how or why. After work on November 13th, she went to the union meeting before heading home in her white Honda. Soon, police were summoned to the scene of an accident on Highway 74. Silkwood had somehow crashed into a concrete culvert. She was dead by the time help arrived. An autopsy revealed that she had taken a large dose of Quaaludes before she died, which would likely make her doze off at the wheel. However, an accident investigator found skid marks and a suspicious dent in the Honda's rear bumper, indicating that a second car had forced Silkwood off the road.
So you're on your way to an important meeting, you decide to take Quaaludes before you go to that meeting, and you don't take the file that you're taking to that meeting, and somehow you die in a crash.
Her father sued Kerr McGee. Wow. The company eventually settled for $1.3 million minus legal fees. Kerr McGee then closed its Crescent plant in 1979, wow, about 5 years after Silkwood's mysterious death. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were keeping it safe. They were running a good safe.
Yeah.
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 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday. It's World Kindness Day. Be nice. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
It's a nice shirt you're wearing today, Bob.
Why, thank you. You're looking good, Greg.
Well, thank you.
AOC, is she pulling the rug out from underneath Schumer? Yeah, doesn't really like to talk about it so much. I'll explain in a minute. Good morning and welcome. And enjoy. It's World Kindness Day.
Aww.
It is going to be a very kind day later on when it warms up. And we'll see temperatures rising a little bit toward the weekend. Saturday is going to be knock it out of the park. Beautiful Chamber of Commerce type weather. Not very kind of me to share that with you.
Yeah,
so
you're so kind.
It's 6:51. It is Thursday. Hang in there, my friends. Life is getting better. The government is open. We have little to worry about, right? After 43 days, President Donald Trump signed legislation to reopen the government. The Clean Continuing Resolution funds, the government funds through the end of January. January, it's not that far away.
No.
And includes 3 of 12 appropriations for fiscal year 2026, ag, military, veterans affairs, legislative branch, funding for those through the end of September. All right, so they said for the past 43 days, Democrats in Congress shut down the government of the United States in an attempt to extort American taxpayers for hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal aliens and people that came into our country illegally. Now, if we're looking at political gamesmanship, the Republicans definitely won. But I wonder if the public, if how they perceive it to be similar, because remember, the lefty media is not going to tell it like that.
Yep.
Trump is starving children.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you're just looking at it from a game plan perspective, yeah, man, the Republicans won that round on paper, right? That's, I guess, how you would say it. On paper, they did. Again, you got to do everything you can as we head closer and closer to the midterms. Extremely critical. And people need to support the midterms and Republicans as though Donald Trump was back on the ballot. But I already see people are so easily like swayed, like on some questions, I don't know, about the economy and different things, like they're whiners.
Uh-huh.
Don't you ever see like the big picture? Who are you listening to that's telling you that things aren't that good? Now, yeah, granted, costs are still high. That's the effect of inflation that's already occurred. Inflation, it goes up and down, but when it inflates, it's there. When it goes down, it just goes down from there a little bit. Like it doesn't go away.
It's like they're forgetting what happened over the previous 4 years to get us where we are. We should be happy things aren't worse because they would be.
It's all additive. If you have 9% inflation in one quarter and 3% inflation in the next quarter, you have 9 plus 3 is 12 plus. So, of course, prices are going to continue to go up until you have negative, until you get into, you know, the negative. Otherwise, you have inflation. That means costs are continually rise. Maybe very, very slowly is generally how it goes. But once it's up there, it is hard to get it back down again. And I don't know. People aren't patient. They don't understand that. What's in it for me? What's in it for me right now? Yep. All right. AOC. Yeah, she dodged a question on whether Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer should give up his power over the caucus after several members jumped ship to take Republicans' deal to reopen the government. When asked if Schumer should step aside as the Senate Democrat leader on Wednesday, the socialist congresswoman offered a wordy response that did not directly answer the question.
What?
Yeah, shocked.
Wow.
Shocked.
Oh,
wordy, but not direct. Okay. As the Washington Examiner reported, AOC said, "I think what's important is that we understand that a leader is a reflection of the party, and Senate Democrats have selected their leadership to represent them. And so the question needs to be bigger than just one person. We have several Senate primaries this cycle. I know I'm being asked about New York. That is years from now. We actually do have Senate elections this year. And my hope is that people across the country actually participate in the primary election selecting their leadership. Blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah." AOC, focus. Do you want Schumer to step down as the Senate Minority Leader? Like I was saying, blah, 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 blah.
She'd be a great school teacher on Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Word salad, anyone?
She's been hanging around with Kamala too much, maybe.
That's a possibility. Mm. Yeah. Two winners hanging out.
Oh.
Okie doke. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show, including, is this woman being ungrateful because the wedding ring came from Walmart? Details on that coming up. Hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.